So for our fourth game preview, we go to the freshman division, where we have APH1 facing off versus the Buckeyes. So as it stands, APH1 are 1-4 on the season, while the Buckeyes are 0-4, still looking for the first win. So let's quickly take a look at the Buckeyes' season so far. They did face off against the... the Buckeyes have already faced off against APH1. They lost 26-34 back in week 2, and that was probably their closest game of the season so far. So in that game, what APH1 did well was Kevin Leach really had a fantastic game going off head-to-head against Diego Laguno. He passed for 170 yards, 5 touchdowns, whereas the Buckeyes only were able to pass for 3 touchdowns, 182 yards, but, you know, really it was a great offensive game all around. No interceptions. You know, both teams had an excess of 200 yards of offense when you combine their rushing and their passing totals. So if we're looking at this game again, I'm looking at another really high-scoring, exciting game. So I think the deciding factor ultimately is going to be which team's defense steps up to the plate. So if we look at the Buckeyes defensively, they haven't been able to do very much so far this season. They have a single interception through 4 games, which came courtesy of Diego Laguno. And that interception was good for a pick 6, so he returned it. Except that's the only interception all year. Ultimately, when you only produce 1 pick in a season, it's not quite enough to be able to get you consistent victories. So what I think this team, what they need to start doing on defense is switching up their defensive schemes. A lot of FPF junior teams will run a basic 3 men short, 2 men deep all game, or a basic man coverage all game and not switch it up. And when you start giving defense, the opposing offense, these consistent looks, it's very easy for them to, you know, sort of guess what's happening and find the open pockets. A smart coach will say, oh, look, they've been doing the same thing all game. He'll go up to his quarterback and say, your open zones are here, here, and here, and they'll call plays which will get their receivers open. But when you start switching up those schemes, it becomes a lot more difficult to find those open holes. So that's a really simple adjustment I think the Buckeyes can make on defense. Now, if we look at the defensive side of things for APH1, well, they have 3 interceptions, and all 3 of those interceptions have come courtesy of the absolutely superb Kevin Leach, who's also their quarterback extraordinaire. So 3 interceptions, 9 tackles, and 1 defended pass on the season. Except where I think APH1 also have the leg up is in terms of the rushing department. Hayden McNichol is off to an absolute tear on the season. In 5 games, he has 4 tackles, a stupendous 6 sacks, and 2 defended passes. So that's really a great pace for a rusher. I got to say, an early contender for rusher of the year so far here. And I think that rushing ultimately is what's going to make the difference. I think when you have a rusher coming in that quickly, it forces a quarterback into making mistakes. And that's why I think the Buckeyes will be able to take... Sorry, that's why I think APH1 will come up on top of this one, because they have just that one step up on defense. I know both of these offenses are very good, but I just favor APH's defense just oh so slightly, and that's why I think they'll win what's gonna be a really close, hotly fought, and great game.